Northwest growers are scrambling to figure out how to work around the global coronavirus pandemic and still bring in the coming harvest. But spring work starts up, ready or not. Correspondent Danny King has our story from South Central Washington.
It's springtime. The same birds sing. Emerald shoots are pushing up from the earth. Irrigation sprinklers tick like clocks, same as always. But so much else has changed. And farmers wonder, can they get her done safely? First crop up, asparagus. Jim Middleton's farm crew is washing stacks of plastic boxes. They'll be packed with fresh-cut asparagus while workers keep their distance from one another.
Yeah, you know, on the field standpoint, I don't think it'll be that bad because usually the crews are only one or two people. They're usually family members. We're not ever congregating into big groups.
But the packing shed is a much smaller space. Harvest begins in just a few days, and he's had little time to react. The thing about asparagus is, harvest is brief and intense, going every day for 10 weeks. Just one or two virus cases could cripple his operation.
So we can't take a two-week break in case people get sick. Without a regular workforce every single day, we're going to get backed up quickly and have a lot of product we wouldn't be able to pack or to sell. And that could get upside down in a big hurry.
Some farmers have told me off the record they're really worried. They can't find the normal cleaning supplies required by the federal government pre-pandemic. Stuff like bleach for wiping down worker stations. They're also worried about training their staff in time, especially in fruit and vegetable processing facilities where workers are often shoulder to shoulder.
We're going to check people for temperatures coming to work.
Phil Klaus with Gourmet Trading Company out of Pasco says he's more mechanized, but he's still mandating all workers in the processing plant wear hairnets, aprons, gloves, and handmade masks. They will also be cleaning the entire large facility more than the usual, twice daily.
Anybody has a fever over 100, I don't know just what the parameter is, then they're not going to be allowed inside, and then we'll ask them to go home and quarantine themselves.
Still coming, some of the Northwest's most intensive hand-picked crops, cherries and blueberries. They'll be ready to harvest in late May and early June. Growers worry that there may not be enough pickers. Mike Gempler is the executive director of the Washington Growers League, a nonprofit advocate for farm labor and employment. He says since the Trump administration has tightened the border with Mexico, only certain H-2A visa workers are being allowed to come up. Gempler says Northwest growers might be as short as much as 30% of their normal guest workers. Safely housing them will be a big issue too. Many usually sleep in bunk beds, four to a room. Gempler says it's all about keeping 6 feet apart in tight quarters and hand washing.
Having hand sanitizer in every room, having disinfectant wipes available at every entry and exit door.
And the crews usually ride to the fields in packed vans. But there may be a solution to the worker shortage. Locals who just lost their jobs are starting to come to work the harvest. I'm Anna King in Pasco.